every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Yes, we do. Saturday night's main event is in the books, and I would say that it was the best Saturday night's main event of the modern era. We had a lot of good matches on that show, and even the match that wasn't even a match was basically a great match. They had a brawl to open up the show with Fatu and Cody, and it was not a match. That thing went like 15 minutes. They just brawl all over the place over this is awesome chance, beat up a bunch of dudes. So it was a very good Saturday night's main event. And of course, that leads us to the Royal Rumble, which is coming up this Saturday. It is taking place from Saudi Arabia, so it is going to air at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific. 11 a.m. Pacific. So we will be covering it this weekend, but we're not going to be watching it live. Vinny and I will be watching it on delay with Mark later in the evening, and we'll do our Royal Rumble report late on Saturday night. But we can talk about that. Raw, of course, is coming up tonight. We got Raw, NXT, we got Dynamite, we got Impact, and Survivor Series all coming up over the next 5 days. There's no time to rest. We got the Royal Rumble card. We got who is announced for the Royal Rumble thus far. Got updates on Evil, who could conceivably be in the Royal Rumble. WWE 2K26, which is in fact taking place, as I alerted you a while back. And plenty more. So we're going to kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it. Hey y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy fillet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
As a social influencer, my days can be busy. 4 a.m., I hit the gym. 4:32, protein smoothie. 5:08, save time and money bundling my home and auto insurance with Progressive. Wait, if I bundle and save time, what would I do then? Just sit here and reflect? Like, why am I qualified to influence anyone? And how those weights are hollow? And half of my followers are bots!
You could save time and money bundling your home and auto when you switch to Progressive. It's one less thing to worry about during your already busy day. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with a MyLowe's Rewards credit card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
When the deals drop at Kohl's, you feel it. You see up to 50% off end-of-season must-haves, plus up to 85% off clearance favorites. And suddenly, your whole world narrows to one thought. Must shop now. Your to-do list gone. Your dinner plans forgotten. It's just you and your cart gliding through the store. Yeah, Kohl's deals will do that to a person. Save in-store and online now. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Blue sky. Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today, I guess for the last time this week, right, Tom?
That is correct.
God, you better be on your game, brother. Where are you going?
I am going down to Orlando, Florida tomorrow, where MLW will be hosting the Battle Riot show live on Thursday night in Kissimmee. If you remember from the past, Brian, I was the winner of the first ever MLW 40-man Battle Riot.
Wow.
Secured
40 men.
40 men, no rules.
That's bigger than the Royal Rumble.
Pinfall, submission, over the top rope.
Submissions in a battle royal?
Yeah. And as was announced last week, the title is on the line.
Good God.
The champion, Mads Cruel Kruger, will be defending that title in the battle riot. So we'll see. See if he can walk away the victor once again. But I can tell you what, the first ever winner of that battle riot will not be in it because I'll be sitting ringside with Joe Dombrowski doing commentary. Best seat in the house.
All right. We got the list of participants here. Alexander Hammerstone, Carl Anderson, Matthew Justice, Kushida, Doc Gallows, Killer Cross, Paul London, Templario, Mr. Thomas.
Whoa.
Mr. Thomas is going to be there?
Yeah, is he your choice?
No. Jesus Rodriguez, Diego Hill, Shigeo Okamura, Bishop Dyer is going to be in it. Donovan Dijak, who saw the best bump he's ever seen on SmackDown. Ikuro Kwan, Austin Aries, Mark Coffey, Joe Coffey, Anthony Green, Mads Kruger, Matt Riddle, and Wolfgang. And one other. One other. I got to tell a quick story. So this Saturday, the kids went to a birthday party, and it was in Monroe, Washington. You guys know Monroe, Washington? Of course you don't. The only thing that has ever happened in Monroe, Washington is the state fair every August.
No, isn't that where Blake got her last name?
No, I think that was from Marilyn Monroe. I'm pretty sure. But Monroe, the city of Monroe, may have been named after Blake, after Marilyn Monroe. But anyway, so looks like we dropped off Sports Byline, but I'm going to barrel on through here. So anyway, I'm in Monroe because the birthday party was at the Galaxy Theater, Apparently, this kid wanted her birthday party at the theater so they could all watch Zootopia. So I take him to the theater, and everyone, you know, they get cupcakes, and then they got another cupcake, and then they got cookies, and then they got pop. I'm like, oh my God, these kids.
We're going to fight the next day, and luckily,
we're back. But anyway, so I drop him off in the theater, and I'm like, I can't watch Zootopia 2. I got to, like, go for a walk, because I also had two cupcakes and a crumble cookie. So anyway, I decided to go for a walk, and it's, like, a little area, and, you know, there's a Walmart right across the street. So I figure, what the heck? I'll walk to Walmart and just wander around, get my steps in or whatever. So I walk over to Walmart, and I head into the restroom, the facilities, and I walk out of the restroom, and all of a sudden, as I walk out, this guy goes, "Oh my God, Brian Alvarez!" And I look at this guy,
and it was producer Rob following you.
It might have been. He was not in the bathroom. As I came out of the bathroom, he was walking by.
Oh, producer Rob was in the bathroom tapping his feet.
And I look at this guy, and my first thought is, because he's like a muscular guy, and I thought, like, I must have done jiu-jitsu with this guy. Sometime in the last 21 years, we did jiu-jitsu together, and I've forgotten this guy's name. So I'm like, "Hey, what's going on?" And I'm thinking, who is this guy? Like, I know I've seen this guy, but, like, I don't have any idea. Like, where did I? And then all of a sudden he goes, "I'm Adam Brooks." And there's, like, a brief pause where this name's starting to, and I'm like, "Adam Brooks?" He goes, "Yeah, pro wrestler from Australia. It's Adam Brooks." I was like, "Wait, what?" Adam Brooks was in, that's my first question. Why are you in Monroe, Washington? And apparently he'd been, like, did some shows down in Albuquerque. And I guess he has a friend that lives in Monroe, Washington. And, like, he flew up and was hanging out with his friend and, like, just happened to pass me in a Walmart in Monroe, Washington. It was the most bizarre thing that, like, and so anyway, he's my pick for the winner of the Battle Riot because he's in it. He's one of the named participants. It's either going to be Adam Brooks or Mr. Thomas. You heard it here first. One of these men is going to win the Battle Riot. Who's your pick? That's all you've got? Useless.
The champ. That's my pick.
You think the champ's going to retain? Come on.
Well, last year, in this very same scenario, Matt Riddle was the champion, put the belt on the line, and he walked away still the champion.
You can't do that every year.
After eliminating RVD. Yeah, he can't do it every year, but we're going to see if Mads Cruel Kruger can.
Yeah. Adam Brooks is going to win this thing, and he's going to bring that belt back to Monroe. Seems like we're having some real issues with Sports Byline here today, but you know what I'm going to do? I am going to barrel on through and then send them the file afterwards, because we have a lot to talk about. I do want to wish the best to Mick Foley.
The New England Patriots?
This is serious, Tom. Sorry. Want to wish the best to Mick Foley. His mother, Beverly, passed away following a battle with dementia. And he says, "It was a heavy heart. I report the passing of my mother following a lengthy battle with dementia. Strong, fiercely independent woman who beat polio as a child. Became the first member of her family to attend college. Instilled in me a belief that I was capable of doing anything. Made me feel no dream was too big to dream. Nurtured my imagination and my love for reading, writing, and storytelling. Simply put, without Mrs. Foley and the gift she gave me, no one would know Mrs. Foley's baby boy. I love you, Mom." So she was born in 1938. That was near the end of the Great Depression, which actually is astounding to me because I was just eating with Granny yesterday. 1929, Granny was born. 1929. I think Granny actually, when did the Great Depression start? She almost predated the Depression. I think the Depression started in October of 1929, and she was born on November 4th. So, like, she literally was born as the Depression began. And
I credit her with bringing us out of it.
Well, man. So all the best to Mick Foley. We talked about a week ago. He's down 100 pounds from his peak. So good for him. So that's the update there. Evil, leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling. We talked about this last week. They actually did put out a statement. After careful consideration and discussion with New Japan management, Evil, who has been a longstanding, they don't even use his real name, Evil, who has been a longstanding member of the New Japan roster, will leave New Japan Pro Wrestling at the expiration of his contract at the end of January. We apologize to fans for the sudden nature of this announcement. We wish Evil the very best in his future activities. So he's headed to WWE, and most likely, well, we'll see. I shouldn't say most likely he'll be in the Rumble, but at this point, we only have like 9 males announced for the entire 30-man Royal Rumble. So
you know what I would do, Brian?
What's that?
I would have Evil debut in the Rumble. I would have the lights go dark. I would have Dark State hit the ring along with him. And he has new charges, just like he had the House of Torture.
Is that right?
Why not?
All right. Well, it appears that we are off Sports Byline, but we are going to barrel on through here on Instagram. But to make sure that we can still get them the replay,
We're on Instagram now?
Whatever. What is this, Twitch? I'm trying to do 10 things at once. I'm texting Dom. I'm talking to you. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Just give me a break here. We're going to go to a break, everybody. We'll be back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
What?
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're joined by Filthy Tom Lawler. We are just barreling on through today, doing the best we can. We're going to go over a little bit of news, and then we'll talk mostly about Saturday night's main event. Vinny and I last night, should mention, last night on the Brian and Vinny Show, we did review Saturday night's main event, SmackDown, and Collision. So all of these shows reviewed on the Brian and Vinny Show. And if you're listening for free and going, well, I can't. Yeah, you can. It's a free show. Go up right now and listen to it free at WrestlingObserver.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube. And I do encourage everyone to check out Spotify if you haven't, because you can watch the video and listen to the audio. Both options are available on Spotify at 4wonline.com/Spotify. Go up and listen to or watch the Brian and Vinny Show last night as we review everything in detail. So this is the lineup right now, the announced lineup for the Royal Rumble. And obviously there's more to be added, but that show takes place early Saturday from Saudi Arabia. We got Drew McIntyre against Sami Zayn for the WWE title. Gunther versus AJ Styles, which we have to talk about here in a moment, as well as the Men's Royal Rumble with Cody, Gunther, Jey Uso, Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, Penta, Solo Sikoa, Roman Reigns, and Jacob Fatu. That's all we have so far. And the Women's Royal Rumble with Rhea, Io, Liv, Roxanne, Raquel, Asuka, Bayley, Lyra, Jordan, Chelsea, Alexa, Charlotte, Lash Legend, Nia, and Julia. Now, AJ Styles last year was talking about how he was going to retire in 2026, and very public about that. And so on the show a couple of weeks ago, he had a match with Gunther, and he had Gunther in a hold, and Gunther submitted, but the referee didn't see it. AJ let go of the hold. Gunther then pinned him. AJ demanded a rematch. Gunther said no. But then Gunther said, you know what? I'll do it, but you must put your career on the line. And that led to the question, well, what are we doing here? Is he actually going to retire at the Royal Rumble? Because he's been teasing retirement. Or is this some sort of, well, you know, we're going to swerve the people because they know he's going to retire this year. He's actually going to win, and then he'll retire on his own terms later on in the year. Well, on SmackDown, Shinsuke Nakamura showed up and he challenged AJ Styles to a match. AJ and Nakamura had a match on Saturday night's main event. It was freaking great, as we'll talk about. And then Shinsuke Nakamura went on his social media and he posted a really long story about himself and AJ Styles. And he said they were in Japan last year, and AJ Styles was doing a speech to the Japanese fans, and he listened to it, and he realized, wait a second, this guy's making it sound like he's done. And so Nakamura said, I went to AJ Styles after the show, and I said, are you retiring? And Nakamura says AJ told him, yep, Royal Rumble, I've already decided. And then Nakamura continues on about how, you know, we had our first match in 2016. We both went to WWE. He took to it like a fish out of water. You know, I struggled a little bit. I'm still not happy about the way things turned out after our WrestleMania match, but I love those matches. He mentioned that he goes, something like AJ dresses poorly and has that Southern accent, but a great American. And anyway, and he just like does this big, long, nice post. And then, you know, very shortly thereafter, he pulls it down because apparently Nakamura doesn't watch the product and spoiled the finish of the Royal Rumble. So it is possible that because of this, they'll do something different. But since Triple H has been in charge, when like things have gotten out, he hasn't changed it. And this was not something done to like fool people. Nakamura legitimately thinks he's retiring at the Rumble and did that post and then had to pull it. So anyway, it looks like the Royal Rumble is in fact AJ Styles' last match. He's going to lose to Gunther, but anything can happen. But that is where everything stands right now. Anything?
Yeah. Well, we have seen in the past, most notably last year with Tam Nakano in Stardom, where she lost to Saya Kamatani, and then they still let her wrestle out her contract. So I was initially thinking that that would be the avenue that they would go down with this AJ Styles and Gunther challenge for the career. However, there's been no mention of that sort of, you know, happening after the fact.
No, the stip is that career's on the line.
It sounds like this is the end. And honestly, I mean, the way things are going, if you listen to commentary, they were calling Gunther the career killer. He's facing off at the Royal Rumble against the career killer Gunther. And I don't think he's going to be going around calling somebody that. I don't think they'd be going so strong with it if he's not killing AJ's career at the Rumble.
We got the AEW Grand Slam Australia special getting an expanded time slot. It will be 8 to 10:30 on Saturday, February 14th. So that is a collision. It'll be taped earlier in the day and then air later on in the evening. They're going to be doing a two-show deal. They will be in Sydney, February 14th, at a house show at the Brisbane Entertainment Center on February 15th, and of course, Grand Slam on the February 14th show. So that's the update on Grand Slam Collision. 2.5 hours. Netflix, you know, we say about all the viewing data, but they did announce the viewing data. So for those
I don't say
you,
anything about it.
All right. Would you like to guess what was the most watched, according to Netflix, PLE for Netflix over the last 6 months or so?
Is Great Balls of Fire.
It's not even on here. WrestlePalooza, Tom.
You don't say.
1.9 million for WrestlePalooza.
Day one.
Guys.
The archives of that.
I don't think you guys get it. Like, I have been doing this for a long time.
Wait, hold on. WrestlePalooza?
Okay.
Is that what you said?
If you would have told me that Great Balls of Fire actually did take place in 2025, I would have to sit and think about it for a while to make sure it was or was not true. Yes, WrestlePalooza, 1.9 million was the most watched PLE.
So that's on Netflix? Because that was on ESPN. So what? Netflix gets the archive?
I don't know, man. Uh-huh. Netflix revealed the data. That is kind of weird. I thought that was the first one.
It was on ESPN.
How did it get 1.9 million views?
Internationally?
September's first ever. It must have been global, yeah. Must have been global. Okay. So actually, this is astounding.
That's why I don't say anything about big data.
Okay, hold on a second. No, this is actually.
I don't know what's going on.
This is actually meaningful.
Look at that. I unearthed something.
Global. Okay, so you know what this means is like WrestlePalooza did gigantic because all of the rest of these. Well, no, I guess Survivor Series also would have been after the ESPN deal. So somehow Survivor Series and WrestlePalooza globally did 1.9 and 1.8 and then did whatever they also did on ESPN allegedly. And meanwhile, SummerSlam, Crown Jewel Perth, Clash in Paris, Evolution, they all didn't do as well. Am I missing something here? It's possible I am. So yeah, this would mean... Oh, whatever. Who cares? Let's talk about something we can actually... No, you know what that means, right? So SummerSlam Night 2 did 1.7 million globally. That includes in the U.S. and outside of the U.S. So WrestlePalooza doing more than SummerSlam.
Yes.
That means that WrestlePalooza had to have done gigantic.
Because
that's only the outside the U.S. number.
Yeah, so like four times SummerSlam overall.
Nah, it'd be about double, I would think. But anyway... That's a big number. I'm sure Dave will go on for 20 minutes about this tonight, for those of you that need more details. And actually, I am kind of interested because that is fascinating.
You think? What was SummerSlam on? Peacock? I would venture to say that more people had ESPN than Peacock.
I guess it would have been right? Peacock.
So you could have had, you really could have had like four times the amount.
It's possible. Well, anyway, that show did really well. All right, so then SmackDown did not do well. 968,000 viewers. That's the second time that they have gone below a million in the last 2 weeks. 0.21 in 18 to 49. Although it did finish second on cable. So obviously there was a lot of, you know, sports competition and the like.
Was there?
NBA on
Zufa
ESPN.
Boxing.
NBA on ESPN, 0.35. And a college basketball game on Fox at a 0.72. So, yeah. The NXT showed 608,000 viewers.
Emmanuel, 0.69.
It's interesting because NXT was up in viewership, but down in 18 to 49, only did a 0.08. So up 2% in viewers and down 11% in the demo, which tells you that was some weird demos that decided to watch that show. I guess a bunch of old people were really into whatever was on NXT this week. And, that's most of the news. Oh, I should mention this. Hey, remember we were waiting to see if Dwayne Johnson got an Oscar nomination? Well, he didn't.
You were.
But Marissa McMahon, Shane McMahon's wife, got herself a Oscar nomination. The film Train Dreams, which she was the producer of, received 4 nominations, including Best Picture. So Marissa McMahon outdid The Rock Oscar season this year.
That's fantastic.
So there you go. Congratulations, sir. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
This year, I'm giving my hair salon a total makeover.
Total makeover sounds totally expensive.
We updated our logo and colors, so I needed to print new signage, brochures, business cards, everything.
Everything will not be cheap.
Staples did it all, and I saved $100 on my order.
$100? Trim my whiskers, that's a good deal. For everything your business needs to print, let's go Staples.
That was easy.
Offer valid in-store and online. Ends 131. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Welcome to guided meditation. Close your eyes. You're at the beach. The seagulls are calling. You take out your iPhone 16e you got from Cricut and use Apple Intelligence to clean up that selfie you just took. It's a good one. You send it to your friends instantly, thanks to reliable nationwide 5G. They're totally jealous. Get iPhone 16e for $49.99 when you switch. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Requires new line on the Supreme Unlimited plan. First service charge and tax due at sale. $25 activation fee. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See store for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo! GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here in the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're joined by Filthy Tom Lawler here, who I accidentally knocked off the air a second ago as well. It's been quite a day. But Tom, let's get going on Saturday night's main event.
Well, Brian, first, is there anything you want to mention from SmackDown, or
I could mention a few
for
things
for chronological
SmackDown.
Order.
I guess we should
sake.
Do that chronologically. The highlights of SmackDown. It was a simple show. Although Carmelo Hayes and Ilya Dragunov was a very good match. I mean, I'm trying to think of the last U.S. title open challenge match that didn't, by the end, turn into like a really, really good match. Carmelo had a few where like the first half were just kind of average, but then by the end they were great. This one was awesome, and Carmelo hit the lung blower, and Ilya sold it by doing a full flip, which was what caused Dijak to go on Twitter and say that was the best bump he'd ever seen in his life. This was quite great. The best thing on the show by like miles, I'm talking like, I can't remember the last non-wrestling segment on a WWE show that was as good as this one. The sit-down interview with Cody and Fatu, where Fatu just cut this absolutely mind-blowingly incredible promo. I mean, I was just watching this going, this guy's like the best promo in all of wrestling. Maybe by like a wide margin. I don't think he's going to win best on promos in the Observer Awards, but like for next year, you should all just start voting now. I mean, it was astounding, this promo that this guy cut. So good, so real, just didn't feel like a promo at all. Just felt like it's an angry guy, and he's telling you why. It was great. The Wyatts lost the tag titles to the MFTs. I thought this match sucked, and the gimmicks made it worse. And it was bad enough that on Sunday, when Vinny reviewed the match, and somebody on the board mentioned that it was a terrible title change, I actually, I forgot the titles were even on the line. It was that bad. Yes, we have new tag team champions. It's the MFTs. This was just not good at all.
Solo whacked Dexter Lumis with Uncle Howdy's lantern.
Something like that.
To get the win.
There was just so much. It was like, I'm begging for evil to bring the House of Torture. It'd be better than half of this. Then we had another match, which was not very good, which was Kiana and Julia versus Charlotte and Alexa versus Nia and Lash. It was a number one contenders match. And, I mean, people did not look good in this match. Although, I mean, Julia looked really good. And Kiana actually had a really good night. And they won. So they are the number one contenders to the tag team titles.
They have been booked largely as afterthoughts, despite the fact Julia is the U.S. champion. For them to win that match, I was shocked. Which, hey, why not?
And then the other only other notable thing was Saturday night's main event was in Montreal. And as we'll talk about here, like, Sami Zayn was over like a god. But the SmackDown show was also in Montreal. And the booking of Sami Zayn on this show, I could not even believe my eyes. It's like the main event was going to be Damian Priest and Trick. And before the match, Sammy goes up to Damian and he's like, I don't got a problem with you, but I just want you to know, if this guy does anything this match I don't like, I'm going to take care of it. And Damian's like, well, wait a second. This is my match. I don't want you getting involved in my match. You stay back here and don't get involved. And there's a pause and Sammy goes, what are you going to do about it? And the crowd like gasps. It's like, what a jerk. And Priest goes, you know what I'm going to do about it. And then Sammy goes, you ain't going to tell me what to do. I'm thinking, could someone go talk to Aldis? So, of course, you know, they do the match. Sammy comes to ringside, even though he's not supposed to. He ends up getting bumped when, like, I think Trick threw Damian into Sammy or something.
Yeah, Trick, Damian charged Trick. Trick, like, face planted him on the table, then he threw him into Sammy.
So Sammy hits the ring for the DQ. And in Montreal, it wasn't like the whole crowd, but like in Montreal, you can hear like there are people booing this guy. I'm like, what are they doing? And then we have like a three-way brawl, and everybody ends up, you know, hitting something on everybody else. Ends up with Sammy alone in the ring, and then Randy Orton sneaks in from behind.
No. That's not what happened. Trick Williams was standing tall. Randy Orton came and gave him an RKO. And then him and Sami Zayn were face
That's
to face.
Right.
He didn't even get sneak attacked. He watched Randy Orton pretend like he wasn't going to RKO him like he does to everybody and then RKO him.
But the point is, Randy Orton RKO'd Sami Zayn in Montreal and they go wild for this guy. Randy Orton was significantly more over than Sami Zayn by the end of this show because of this horrific booking of him in his hometown. But as I noted on Saturday Night's Main Event, it's like everyone either wasn't at this show or they forgot about it or didn't care. They were totally into Sami again. But my God, what were they doing with this guy on this show? I was like, God, I'm supposed to get behind this guy? Like,
no, you should be behind Damian Priest.
Yeah, that poor guy. So anyway, that led to Saturday night's main event. Take us through that, Tom.
Well, Stephanie opened up the show by hyping up the crowd in Montreal by speaking a little bit of French. It was fantastic. Great job by Stephanie. Then we had Cody Rhodes and Jacob Fatu.
For those that don't know, there were multiple people, including Joe Tess, who were unable to get to the, I shouldn't say multiple people, but there were travel issues. Joe Tess couldn't get there because of the snow and the wind. Everything.
Joe Tess was doing Zuffa boxing Friday.
Well, he couldn't get to Montreal. And apparently tonight, Lillian Garcia is doing ring announcing because also the normal ring announcer, I think it's, who is it? Anyway, she can't get there either.
I don't
either.
Even know.
So.
Alicia Tell?
Whoever it is, she can't get there. I will say no more. Go ahead.
We had Cody Rhodes scheduled to take on Jacob Fatu. And this match never got underway because they just immediately started brawling as they should. They brawled all around the ringside. How long did they brawl for? Like 20 minutes?
Dude, it was easily.
Refs, security, nobody could break them up. They end up finally in the crowd where Drew McIntyre showed up. He landed a low blow. Ended up, this was chaos.
This match was, or this not.
I mean, it
wasn't
even a match.
No, what was astounding about this? The whole point, Tom.
It's bizarre. Well,
these two guys brawled for 15 minutes.
Yes, they had a match without having a match.
Yes, they brawled for 15 minutes. They killed each other. They went everywhere. They killed no less than two security guys. I mean, killed them, like put them through tables and such. They punched about 50 of them. And then after, like, literally nobody on the face of the planet Earth could stop these two men. Drew McIntyre shows up. In 10 seconds, he single-handedly kills both men. Face-to-face, mind you. He grabs one, chokeslams him off the thing. He grabs the other, he powerbombs him off the thing. Both through tables, they're both dead. And he stands tall. And then the rest of the show, like the announcers, the backstage people, they're like, Drew, why did you do what you did? Like, to save the show? None of these other geeks could stop this guy. But this guy ran in. Man, oh, man.
Where was Ava with the police?
Dude, they had police.
If this would have been an open challenge, security would have been there to stop these guys.
Well, all I know is that he single-handedly saved Saturday Night's main event, and then everyone made fun of him for it. He better use that in a promo. Because his gimmick is he's always right. And he was right in this case.
Well, they put over him trying to take out these guys before the Royal Rumble so that they cannot get their shot at him eventually. So we then had Rhea Ripley and Io Sky, the defending WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, taking on Liv Morgan and Roxanne Perez from the Judgment Day. The challengers got the heat on Io. It built to a moment where Rhea could get some retribution on her longtime rival, Liv Morgan. Io hit a great missile dropkick as they were all going back and forth with moves, but she missed the knees in the corner. Liv did like an abdominal stretch into a driver of sorts. Raquel Rodriguez interfered, powerbombed EO on the floor while she took the ref out. But La Primera, the Raw Women's Champion, Stephanie Vaquer, ran down for the save, fought Raquel Rodriguez off into the crowd. Liv got the tag, and she came into the ring. EO was set up on the ropes. Liv hit the Oblivion. However, at the same time, Rhea blind tagged in, grabbed a hold of Liv, planted her with the Riptide, and Rio retains the women's tag titles. I know that this is not like an available vote. However, I think the 2025 comeback of the year has to be the WWE women's tag titles.
I thought you were going to make some comment about this referee. No? All right.
Nah. What was your issue?
What was my issue?
What? The ref got taken out.
When Rhea Ripley went for a cover and Liv Morgan was sideways, she was literally on her side, and the referee couldn't even wait for Rhea to put her shoulders on the mat. He's already counting. Like, both of them are struggling to get the shoulders down, and the referee's already at two, so then they have to kick out anyway.
It was kind of like when Sid was the Millennium Man and he was just racking up wins with power bombs.
This is the worst refereeing I've ever seen in my life. I've seen people try to defend the referee. Listen, the ref is supposed to call it like a shoot, okay? He should have waited till they got the shoulders down. It's not even waiting. Like, dude, he was counting in the middle of the spot. God.
That's worse than Paul Turner checking the ropes. While one guy
this
has
actually
a
was
screwdriver
worse. This actually
in his
was
hands.
Worse. And then it's not the referee's fault, but he is supposed to call it like a shoot, and he did hold up the count because Rhea was late on a save. And then after that, they bumped him when someone fell on him. By that, I was like over it. I was like, God, help me. Even though the first two were like accidental, it felt like three in a row to me. And I was like, I can't take anymore. Get this referee out of here. God.
The bane of our existence. These refs. We had a spectacular professional wrestling contest next. Shinsuke Nakamura taking on AJ Styles. Oddly, I'll just get it out of the way. This felt like some bizarre consolation prize in a way to Nakamura for not being involved in Tanahashi's retirement. You know what I mean? As I'm watching it, like for some reason that was in the back of my head.
It was in the back of my head too, but when Nakamura did that social media post that he later pulled, he did note that when he was on the bus with AJ and he was talking to AJ about how, you know, when are you going to retire? And AJ said the Royal Rumble. Nakamura said that he goes, I want to do one more before you're done. And AJ said, yeah. And so if in fact AJ is retiring Saturday, this was in fact their last chance to do this match.
Yeah.
But I did think the same thing you thought.
I was a huge fan of this match. Everything they
did. Yeah, because they did a New Japan Tokyo Dome match.
It was very deliberate. Everything was spot on. AJ repeatedly went for the leg of Nakamura. They did a long spot where Nakamura fought out of a calf crusher, locked on an armbar and a triangle choke. Then they played back the 2003 K1 Premium Dynamite spot where the Red Scorpion from Belarus, Alexei Ignashov, crushed Shinsuke Nakamura with a knee. Dropped him. Nakamura got stopped, but New Japan complained so much and protested that they overturned that to a no contest. Nakamura does this spot all the time in his matches, pulled it out again, ate the knee. It looked awesome. His leg gave out multiple times. AJ hit a dragon screw in the ropes, the phenomenal forearm. Styles clash, got the win. They bumped fists, they hugged. Great professional wrestling match.
This was a match where if they would have done this match at the Tokyo Dome January 4th, I can sincerely say I believe it would have been the exact same match. There was no toning down. There was no WWE style. Like, they did a dome show match.
They did
it was freaking awesome.
They did like a 4-minute calf crusher.
All right, we got to head to a break. We'll come back for the main event, Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. Tom, let's wrap up Saturday night's main event.
All right, the main event of this show as well here, the main event of Saturday night's main event, Randy Orton, Damian Priest, Trick Williams, Sami Zayn. Winner gets Drew McIntyre at the Royal Rumble this week in Saudi Arabia. Crowd going crazy for the hometown man. Not the hometown man, but the hometown hero, Sami Zayn. They were all going back and forth, hitting their big signature moves. Eventually, Damian Priest lands a couple of choke slams, and he finds himself in the corner where he takes care of Trick Williams, but eats the Huluva kick from Sami Zayn, and Sami Zayn pins him to become the number one contender to Drew McIntyre at the Royal Rumble. And what is Sami Zayn's current record against Drew McIntyre?
0-11, I believe.
Will he be able to change that this Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific? Tune in on, whatever. Watch it if you want.
Hey, Tom, thanks for doing the show this week. Best of luck on your travels. Protect your neck, brother, you know what I'm saying, and your face. And we're going to wrap it up here today. Don't forget to check out
the
Spotify show last night, the Brian and Vinny show. It's free, everybody. Check it out. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.